This is Jay Sekulow. In less than 24 hours, the primary vote in South Carolina.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Mr. Speaker, you talk about all the things you did with Ronald Reagan and the Reagan Revolution and the jobs created during the Reagan years and so forth. I mean, I looked at the Reagan diary. You're mentioned once in Ronald Reagan's diary. And in the diary, he says you had an idea in a meeting of young congressmen, and it wasn't a very good idea, and he dismissed it.
The truth is, you did very well under the rules that we created to make it easier for entrepreneurs to go out and do things. You'd have been much poorer if Jimmy Carter had remained president.
Let me just tell you, Mr. Speaker, you're a speaker 4 years.
Right.
I was in business 25 years.
Right.
So you're not going to get credit for my 25 years, number one. Number two, I don't recall a single day saying, oh, thank heavens, Washington is there for me. Thank heavens. I said, please get out of my way. Let me start a business and put Americans to work.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Grandiosity has never been a problem with Newt Gingrich. He handles it very, very well.
That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Well, the debate was lively, as you just heard in our opening, to say the least. A lot going on between Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich. Plenty going on between Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich as well. So there was a lot of movement in the debate last night and a lot of moving parts yesterday. You had the decision by Governor Perry to suspend his campaign. He endorsed former Speaker Newt Gingrich. You also had the revelations from Newt Gingrich's second wife and all what that plays into it. We want to ask you, we're trying to get a sense of this too, so we want to hear from you, your thoughts on all of this, Jordan, because the reality is, while our phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110, I want to know what the American people, our listeners, are thinking about these allegations going back and forth and how it plays in. 1-800-684-3110. Jordan?
Yeah, I think, listen, Newt Gingrich last night, let's just play some of the bite because everybody's may have heard this, but if you haven't, this is the first question of the debate, and he got defensive. I wasn't sure if it was right to make it the first question, but it was big news. It is big news. This is bite number one. Newt Gingrich responds to his ex-wife's allegation that he wanted an open marriage or a divorce right after she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Bite one.
As you know, your ex-wife gave an interview to ABC News. She says that you came to her in 1999 at a time when you were having an affair. She says you asked her, sir, to enter into an open marriage. Would you like to take some time to respond to that?
No, but I will. I think the destructive, vicious, negative nature of much of the news media makes it harder to govern this country, and I am appalled that you would begin a presidential debate on a topic like that.
You know, it's interesting, Dad, and I want to get people's opinion on it. I want to get a call, 1-800-684-3110. Does this have any impact on your vote? Or long-term, do you think this would have an impact on your vote? If you're not in South Carolina, when you do vote, would this make you question whether or not to vote for Newt Gingrich? Because he says, you know, this is the media. But it was his personal decisions, Dad, that led to this interview even existing because of the decisions he's made in his personal life. He's been a public figure for a long time. And as we know as lawyers, Dad, when you're a public figure, it's all relevant. It's certainly when you're running for president of the United States. And, you know, I think he got defensive. He may have gotten some applause. But I have to wonder long term if that is not so appealing to voters across the country.
Well, they're saying, of course, also the gender gap issue here. How does it play with women? Boy, when we come back, by the way, the most current Real Clear Politics average, 32.5 Gingrich, 31.5 Romney, 14 Paul Santorum, 11.8. So it is a really close race. We'll be taking your calls when we come back. But also, let me tell you, folks, last day for you to sign on to our most recent brief to the Supreme Court of the United States saying reverse Obamacare. We need your help on this, folks. Go to your phones. I need you to stand with me at the Supreme Court. Add your name at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or call me at 1-877-989-2255. I really need your help on this. Stand with us at the Supreme Court. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
This is a very important time. With the Supreme Court poised to hear oral arguments on Obamacare in March, the clock is ticking. Time is running out to send the Supreme Court a message. Obamacare, the government-run pro-abortion health care law, is not only wrong for America, it is unconstitutional as well. More than 100,000 Americans already have signed on to a critical amicus brief filed by the American Center for Law and Justice at the Supreme Court on the Obamacare case. But round two is just around the corner. The ACLJ is just weeks away from filing a second amicus brief with the High Court, urging the justices to strike down the individual mandate, the provision that forces Americans to purchase health insurance. This is the time to add your name to that brief. You can make a difference. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell the Supreme Court it must reject Obamacare. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
It won't be long. It's right. Less than 24 hours, the polling starts, and it is basically a draw right now. Gingrich up one in the Real Clear Politics average poll, so it's really neck and neck. It's going to depend what the people of South Carolina do and how they react to all the news that happened yesterday. The Perry coming out, the allegations from Marianne Gingrich, how that plays. We've got a bank full of calls at 1-800-684-3110. But let me do tell you this, folks. I want to deal with this quickly. I need you to be on this brief to the Supreme Court. I need you to be up there with me as we're fighting for this. This is going to be the last day for you to sign on to this brief. So, again, aclj.org, easy way to sign on, aclj.org. And by the way, when you go to aclj.org, go ahead and make a donation to the work of the ACLJ. It really helps us out, aclj.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. By the way, Michelle Bachmann, I'm going to get to that in a moment, but pretty strong words. But go ahead and take a call, Jordan.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of calls coming in on Newt Gingrich, and I asked the question, you know, specifically, does the interview last night, does the second ex-wife saying he wants an open marriage or divorce right after diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, does it affect your vote? I don't know if it'll affect South Carolinians because they've gotten to make their decision and seen the candidates, but let's go right to the phones. Amanda calling in from Texas on line four. Amanda, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
You're on the air.
I would like to say that it will, his response will absolutely affect my vote. And I'm a Christian and I certainly believe in forgiveness for past transgressions. However, the fact that he continues to lie to Americans about what truly happened, I read some of the transcripts from the divorce that were obtained by CNN. And clearly, the thing that bothers me the most, I think, is the fact that he didn't even have the grace to take care of his family during the time in which he was seeing his aide the first time around. They had to rely upon the church to help them get their utilities reconnected, to have food, and basically just to take care of them because he refused to even provide any money to take care of his own children.
You know, the issue is this becomes fodder, and I appreciate your call, Amanda. This becomes fodder for a general election campaign, too, let me tell you. I mean, don't kid yourself for a minute. This is not just about a South Carolina primary. All these issues are, by the way, whatever the issue might be. Let me tell you what Michelle Bachmann has released. Through this exhaustive process of consideration, it was strikingly obvious that one candidate could not be less acceptable to be our party's nominee. He lacks the poise, experience, and moral fiber to represent our principles and values. That candidate is Newt Gingrich, so a pretty striking indictment by Michelle Bachmann, a favorite of conservatives and a favorite of the Tea Party, and someone that, looks, raised 23 foster kids, 5 kids of her own. Very strong statement on Newt Gingrich there, Jordan. Again, we're not endorsing candidates on this broadcast. We don't do that. The ACLJ does not endorse candidates. We're talking about, we're trying to analyze the information that is being developed as it is breaking. To get you a political sense of what's happening and kind of the reality of where it's going. It's a very strong statement out of Michelle Bachmann.
Yeah, it was a very strong statement. I think, you know, this is something we'll pick up, but we've got callers on every side of the issue, and I just really want to get people's opinions. It's tough to always tell because media, you hear the pundits, they're giving their view on does it matter or not, but let's be honest, they're pretty out of touch with us. I mean, with Christians, with evangelicals, and I think, you know, perspectives, whether you're man, whether you're Muslim, whether you're a woman, you know, I think when you look at that, you say, okay, you don't want to make those distinctions, Dad. Sometimes that's wrong to do, but I honestly think in the back of people's minds, this does affect different people different ways. And then let's go back to the phones. Celta calling in from Maine on line one. Celta, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Celta.
Hi. Being a woman and also an evangelical myself, I felt like Newt really addressed the issues that were at hand, which is the double standard of the media and the way that they treat Republicans versus Obama. And then he also brought to each one of our attention that we are broken. We're all broken. We've all gone through pain. And, you know, I wished I could say that I've never done something wrong, but I can't. And at the beginning of his campaign, he also brought out that he has repented and he has come to a new relationship with God, and he spoke about redemption. So from my perspective, I feel like, you know, I'm not going to hold him to those things. Now, when Santorum ended the debate, he brings out, you know, Gingrich's double standards sometimes. And
well, I actually have – let me play you what Gingrich – what Rick Santorum – you just brought that up – what Rick Santorum actually said in regard to the issue about the infidelity, soundbite number two.
Speaker Gingrich doesn't believe this is an issue. I just want to start with you, sir, and go down. Do you believe it is?
I am a Christian, too, and I thank God for forgiveness. This country is a very forgiving country. This country understands that we are all fallen, and I'm very hopeful that we will be judged by that standard and not by a higher one on the ultimate day.
So, I mean, you know, pretty strong words. It goes on to say, and this is what's, I think, interesting here. It goes on to say the issues of character for the people are something that should be considered. So that's all in there. And the reality is, you know, I'm glad you called in, Salita, because we want to kind of get the view. Jordan, you've got a follow-up question.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Salita this because one of my questions is this. This wasn't once, though. You know, this was twice. He did this to two women. Affairs. One was diagnosed with cancer, and then he left her. The second, diagnosed with MS, he left her and was having an affair for a number of years with his current wife now. I get the forgiveness. I get moving on personally. Then his wife, though, says last night he's never even said he was sorry, never even said I'm sorry for the pain it caused, not necessarily that, you know, he's going to change his position now and fix the marriage, but even saying an apology. And so I wonder if that's the bigger issue, is that this was not a one-time moral failing. He has a record of doing this since he's been in the public eye. I mean, he's a public servant, a government official, elected official. Everything he does is on the table. Does that change your opinion at all, that it's happened not once but twice?
Well, from my perspective, you know, David committed adultery, and he committed other things too. He even committed murder. That's double glamour. But God still calls him a man after God's own heart. I'm just not willing to say that there's no redemption. And if you don't,
I think that's right. And I thank you for your question. I'm not cutting you off because it's a bad answer. I'm cutting you off just because we're running out of some time right now. But I do think the example there, this is a king you're talking about. We're talking about President of the United States. They are much more accountable, not just to God, but to the American people as well, because we elect them, and it's all on the table. We're talking, you know, different time periods. You go back to the biblical examples of forgiveness. I am not saying that Newt Gingrich isn't strong in his faith, isn't a good conservative. I'm just trying to get the questions from people. And, Celta, I think you had a really good response. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Margaret calling from Florida on line three.
Hello.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi. My opinion on Newt is I don't think he is the person for the job. To me, I can sense that this guy, I'm like what you say, he's not repentant enough to for what he's saying that he is now. And I guess I'm not trying to judge him, and maybe he is sorry for what he did, but I can't see it. As a woman, I can't see it.
Well, it's very interesting to me, and I'm glad you called, Margaret, because your state, Florida, is the next big state here. Just in 10 days, basically, we're going to have that primary. Because the women's reaction here, all the polls are showing there is this gender gap with Newt, where women are tending to be less supportive, men tend to be more supportive. Now, how that plays out in South Carolina, boy, it's really anybody's guess. But I do want to clear up one thing here. We're not saying that Newt Gingrich has not been forgiven. We're not saying that his faith isn't sincere. We're not talking about his repentance. We're talking about the political consequences of these things, not the theological point. But of course, the theological point relative here, because it came up in the nature of the debates. But, you know, to say it's not going to be an issue, I think we're kidding ourselves. Of course it's going to be an issue. And believe me, President Obama would rightly play it as an issue. I mean, I don't think he would not play it as an issue. It would be a character issue that Speaker Gingrich would have to respond to.
Yeah, let's grab one more call before the next break. And, folks, we'll continue talking about it in the third segment of the broadcast. So stay on the lines, 1-800-684-3110. Debbie calling from Texas on line 5.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello. Thank you. Being a part of that gender gap, I wanted to express my opinion, too, that it is, you can't separate it from a theological issue, because the news media are saying that evangelicals and women are going to consider this more direly and hold it against
them. Yeah.
You know, no matter what despicable things he's done, and we have to take the wife's word for a lot of that. You know, she's an ex-wife, you have to take her word for a lot of it. But even so, when you judge a brother in Christ, you hope he's going to come to repentance and renew his relationship with the Lord. After he's done that, we're not to judge him anymore. He becomes a new creature, and we give him the benefit of the doubt.
So I think, Debbie, we're running out of time. I understand from the theological perspective, but his wife last night said he never apologized. He got on TV screaming and shouting. He got applause. Good for him. But he said everything she said was a lie. Now, I think just alone, did he ask for an open marriage? Did he apologize to her ever or not? And that is part of being forgiven, and that's part of that process we'll talk about when we get back. If you want to stand with us on Obamacare, folks, we're adding a lot of names to this. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter. Get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. This is a very important time. With the Supreme Court poised to hear oral arguments on Obamacare in March, the clock is ticking. Time is running out to send the Supreme Court a message. Obamacare, the government-run pro-abortion health care law, is not only wrong for America, it is unconstitutional as well. More than 100,000 Americans already have signed on to a critical amicus brief filed by the American Center for Law and Justice at the Supreme Court on the Obamacare case. But round two is just around the corner. The ACLJ is just weeks away from filing a second amicus brief with the High Court, urging the justices to strike down the individual mandate, the provision that forces Americans to purchase health insurance. This is the time to add your name to that brief.
You can make a difference. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell the Supreme Court it must reject Obamacare. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Well, the music is indicative of what the debate was like last night, and boy, there were a lot of shots going on. By the way, I do need to say, as Jordan mentioned before the break, this is the last day for you to sign on to this brief. Now, folks, here's what I need. I need you to be with me at the Supreme Court of the United States. There's two ways for you to do it. You can go to aclj.org and sign up online, or you can simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And when you go to aclj.org, you can just sign up online really easy. So I encourage you to do that. Or again, 877-989-2255. Governor Romney was asked about the situation with Newt Gingrich and the ex-wife. Let's play soundbite number three. Here's what he said.
Governor Romney?
John, let's get on to the real issues. That's all I got to say.
Interesting.
You know, Dad, though?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, Dad, Evelyn from California on line five, she thinks a little bit opposite. She thinks this should be more of an issue in the campaign, made so by Governor Romney. Let's go to Evelyn. Evelyn, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Evelyn.
Yes, thank you for taking the call. What I was saying was that Romney was using Newt's past for his gain, and people are expected were expected to dismiss Clinton's affair in the Oval Office, no less, and it would help the country more if candidates would work together and care about working together than for winning.
Well, the interesting dynamic there. Go ahead, Jordan. I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
I think, listen, candidates have to win, though. I mean, working together on stage. Mitt Romney has been called a vulture capitalist. After, by the way, Newt Gingrich has made money off of private equity, taking paychecks like $40,000 to give speeches and praising it. Rick Santorum, a couple facts from last night's debate that I tweeted out, people get a little surprised by. Long time after the Massachusetts health care plan, people call it Romneycare. Guess who endorsed Mitt Romney for president? Rick Santorum in 2008. He said he got into the race because of Obamacare, but he was willing to throw his weight behind Mitt Romney in 2008. And Newt Gingrich endorsed not the state mandate, like the Massachusetts plan for 8% of the people who are not insured, a federal individual mandate when he was Speaker of the House combating Hillary Clinton. A federal individual mandate. What's that? Obamacare. So you have Santorum, who has endorsed Mitt Romney before, now acts like he's the worst governor on earth and did all these horrible things. He endorsed him. He was campaigning with him in 2008. And that doesn't mean he can't run for president against him. But some of the lines, it's like, whoa, this all happened way before you endorsed him. And then Newt Gingrich endorsed a federal individual mandate, something Governor Romney said he would never do if he was president of the United States and would fight to repeal it. So I think clearing the air there. And also, Dad, let me get to the capitalism. We'll get to more calls. Because I also have been disgusted by Mr. Vulture Capitalism, Rick Perry, who I don't think understood how far he went in, I think, isolating voters, and Newt Gingrich attacking legal private equity firms who are just following the law, successful, creating businesses. You like Staples? That's Bain Capital. You like these companies? Sports Authority? Maybe you have a family member that works at one of these places? Thank Mitt Romney. Seriously, if Speaker Gingrich can take credit for every job created in America while he's Speaker of the House, then Mitt Romney can take credit for every single person who works at one of those companies that Bain Capital saved. And this is what he had to say about the attacks on capitalism by five.
I know we're going to get attacked from the left, from Barack Obama, on capitalism. I know that people are going to say, oh, you should only practice it this way or that way, and think they know better than the private market. My view is capitalism works. Free enterprise works. And I...
Let me say this also. I mean, I think the whole vulture capitalism issue hurt Governor Perry significantly. I think not only Newt Gingrich backed away from it. You know, what Governor Romney is having to deal with right now is this tax return issue, and that is playing as an issue. So they all got, you know, issues that they're dealing with here, although I don't think anybody expects that Governor Romney did not pay his taxes. But let me do say this. This is the political process. This is what happens. Again, we're not endorsing candidates on this broadcast. The ACLJ doesn't endorse candidates. We're giving you the evidence as it's laying out. Let's try to get another call, Jordan.
Yeah, Marcus in California on line one. Marcus, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Marcus.
The stuff that they're talking about Gingrich, it does, because I do like him.
Okay.
It does put up a red flag a little, but I still like him better than Romney, because Romney's saying nothing on the political or on the issues. He's being a politician like Obama. Now, what will happen if Romney gets in? We don't know where he stands. Just like,
well, I mean, you could, you know, he went
that
through
I
his.
With.
Yeah, he that yeah, I'm going to say, because again, I want to be fair to all the candidates here. I mean, Romney would tell you, and he said it last night that, and in fact, it was a response. I don't know if we have it. It was one of the responses in the actual debate last night, where he was questioned about his pro-life credentials, and he talked about vetoing a variety of pieces of legislation in. While he was governor of Massachusetts, talked about how he came to the pro-life position, and he's maintained that pro-life position. So he would say that that's been answered. It did not play as a big deal yesterday because there is so much focus on the economy. But I think on the – look, I think when you look at all of the candidates on the social issues, they're conservative. I mean, I don't think there's a real question there. The differences on foreign policy, clearly, differences on how they approach the political process and how they're going to campaign. That's really what's going on here.
Yeah, and I would say this, Marcus, pay a little bit closer attention to Governor Romney. He's been very clear on the issues, got big endorsements by pro-life organizations, pro-life individuals.
Yeah, Citizens, I mean, I will say this, Massachusetts Citizens for Life gave him an award and said he was pro-life. Marion Glendon, I mean, there's been a lot of people. Robert Bork heads up his judicial campaign. So I think that on the life issue, I think we're safe on that side of the equation with the candidates generally.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think he's made a lot of pledges. And listen, if he becomes president of the United States, he's not going to back away from those. You look back in his career, if he pledged to do something, he did it. And even when people talk about his change in positions, he did it in a way that did not violate his pledges that he made to those when he was elected. And he did not run for a second term after changing some of those and decided to run for president. He's been consistent on the issues. I think it's clear. Let's get back to the phones. One more call. Devana from Washington State, online 5. Devana, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just wanted to say regarding the Gingrich issue, James 1:8. Says it pretty clearly, says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Well, I mean, it does. It also, you know, there is the forgiveness issue. So, again, I appreciate the call. Very interesting that 3 out of the 4 women that called into the broadcast today are troubled by this situation with the former wife. So it's going to be very interesting to see how it plays out. We will know tomorrow night. Jordan, I'm sure you will be tweeting as the results are coming in. No predictions. I think it's way too close to call, Jordan. Is that your feeling too?
Yeah, I mean, I think top 1 and 2 are Romney, Gingrich, Romney. And the big question is, does Santorum overtake Ron Paul or not? And will that be the end of the Santorum
campaign? Yeah, I was going to ask you. Let me ask you that, because you've been involved in presidential campaigns. If, in fact, Rick Santorum were to come in behind Ron Paul, what happens?
Well, I think that exactly what you said. If he's got enough of the wealthy backers, and he has. He's had some people write $5 million checks to him to keep ads up for his super PAC. Now, that doesn't cover very quickly his travel, his staff. It's just ads. So he's got to have enough money from his campaign to actually pay to get around the state of Florida, which is very expensive to do. The question is, does he think Newt Gingrich so unstable might as well stay in for a couple more weeks because this guy could explode? Like he has twice before, he's finished the lowest. Rick Santorum, you know, won Iowa now. Newt Gingrich was in 5th place there, 5th place in New Hampshire. So, you know, calling on Rick Santorum to drop out before South Carolina, I think, was really wrong. And he may stick in because Gingrich is so has been prone to blowing up.
All right, folks, this is it. Last 20 seconds. Sign that brief right now. 1-877-989-2255. We want to get rid of Obamacare. I need your help. Be with me at the Supreme Court, ACLJ.org. 877-989-2255. When you go to ACLJ.org, do me a favor. Make an online donation. Help us out at the ACLJ.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.